collisions are down, and we don't have as many bicyclists on the sidewalks, which in the summertime, the sidewalks are packed with people going to the beach and going to the boardwalk amusement park.
Well, that's my guest today. That's Cheryl Schmidt from the city of Santa Cruz, California, speaking of how bike safety improvements in the city have had an impact. And you're listening to CDM Cyclist, and I'm your host, Frank Peters. Thanks again for joining me. It's another interview with a bike safety expert. Santa Cruz, a Silver City, rated by the League of American Bicyclists. Their LAB page describes a city comparable to others, but with 10 times the number of cyclists. Santa Cruz. I'm a frequent visitor, and my last visit I combined an interview with a visit. We'll get right to it in just a minute. But first, let's say thank you to my sponsor. That would be BikeTiresDirect.com, an e-commerce site for all your bicycle equipment needs. They've got gear, apparel. I bought a light today, one of those rechargeable lights. It's getting dark. It's already dark when I'm recording this. My son has to go to his tutor tonight. Mom and Dad are out recharging his light, and I thought, you know, I'm going to get him a better light. So went to BikeTiresDirect.com. Got a great selection. Lights, tires, of course. That's where the name comes from. Now, Lou Doctor, the founder of Bike Tires Direct, going to be a future guest on the show coming up real soon. Now, check them out, please. BikeTiresDirect.com. Well, it's another in continuing series of hearing from bike safety experts. Let's listen.
Cheryl Schmidt, Transportation Coordinator in the Public Works Department.
Well, Cheryl, I've visited Santa Cruz several times. My son's going to school here, so I have been able to observe you have a great bicycling community here. How would you describe Santa Cruz from a bicycle point of view?
Well, bicycling is something that just about everybody here does. It's not an unusual mode of transportation. It's a usual mode of transportation. And so people are very interested in making sure that it's safe for the users and that the roadways are being shared properly.
Now, I found you by looking on the League of American Bicyclists. They've got a website where Santa Cruz is named as a Silver City. And it describes a bicycling mode share 10 times the national average. What does that mean?
Well, it just means that on the roadway, you're going to see 10 times as many bicyclists in Santa Cruz as you would in a typical city in the United States. And that underscores what I just said about bicycling being a normal mode of transportation in Santa Cruz, not an unusual mode.
And has Santa Cruz always been a bicycle city?
Well, I've been working for the city of Santa Cruz for almost 24 years, and I've focused my efforts on bicycle and pedestrian projects. So, yes, as long as I've been here, bicycling has been a priority of the citizens and of the City Council of Santa Cruz.
And it's a beautiful city, too. We've got to get that in, huh? I mean, you have a fantastic climate. It's well-suited for year-round cycling, right?
Of course. The only challenge is that we also have some hills. We've got some pretty good hills, but for the athletes out there, they like those hills. It just depends on where you're coming from.
Yeah, I'm kind of a flatlander when it comes to cycling. So maybe the first question is the silver status. The League of American Bicyclists, they rate cities. You've achieved silver. That's a lot of work just to make application.
Well, the timing was good. When we submitted our application to the League, we were at the same time working on the update of our bicycle transportation plan. So the efforts overlapped, and it was really, it was a great process. We had a committee of really strong bicycle advocates working on the application, working on the update of the plan, and it was comprehensive for both.
Now, just making application to LAB is a big deal. How many people were involved in that? More than just one or two?
Oh, yeah. We had, I'd say a half a dozen really core members who stuck with it. It was at least a six-month process, and we met biweekly, I think it was. It varied a little bit, but at the end there, we were meeting weekly just to get our deadlines met.
So a six-month process, wow. It sounds like I've seen the application. It's a big deal. Yeah. So you mentioned bicycle advocates getting other people involved. Tell me a little bit about how you have or what do you have a, like in Newport Beach, we have a bicycle safety committee involving citizens. You have something like that here?
Well, it's changed over the years depending on the makeup of various committees, but we have had a transportation commission, and that has recently been combined with the Public Works Commission, and a subcommittee of that commission is the Bicycle Pedestrian Subcommittee. However, that subcommittee is not currently meeting. When we finish the League application and the bike plan update, we just took little breaks.
Yeah, it was time for a break. I can picture that. Yeah, yeah. So, how about Santa Cruz? What cities do you compare yourself to as it relates to bicycle improvements? Are there other cities?
Oh, sure. There. I mean, if you look in the League of American Bicyclists website, you'll see who our colleagues are. Larger cities like Seattle, Chicago, San Francisco, and small towns more like San Luis Obispo. Well, I want to say Chico just because that's my alma mater, and I don't know that they actually have gotten an award yet, but they're a big bicycling town in Santa Cruz or in California, have been for a long time.
Now, I know you've got some terrific bike lanes. I'm staying down at the Dream Inn down by the pier. And is that a contraflow lane? Is that a two-way bike lane that goes up and down the hill?
Well, that is a real unusual project.
It's
actually a hybrid. Mm-hmm. So it's a two-way bikeway on a one-way street.
You got a lot in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an unusual project. It was controversial at the time that we proposed it. But it's been successful. We've been able to get two-way bike travel on a one-way street, and collisions are down. And we don't have as many bicyclists on the sidewalks, which in the summertime, those sidewalks are packed with people going to the beach and going to the boardwalk amusement park.
Now, yeah, so you've got the amusement park, the pier, and then in the other direction, you've got that beautiful cliff area. What's the name for that area?
That's the West Cliff Drive Path. And yes, that is also another very, very popular facility with bicyclists and pedestrians. And it, again, it's a narrow roadway and it's a very congested facility, but somehow it all works out.
It looks, I was looking at it again last night, you probably pinched a lane of traffic out. You had to do that to accommodate the lane, huh?
Do you mean the contraflow lane or the bike path?
The route going up and down the hill?
Oh, okay. So you mean the hybrid facility that I was just describing. Oh, yeah. Well, we had to remove some parking and we had to reduce some lanes and, you know, throw in an additional complication of a train going down the middle of the street. There's a tourist train that serves the boardwalk. and comes by that street twice a day. So it is very, very complicated.
Now, when you say you remove parking, that gets me interested. Do you have to coordinate that with the Coastal Commission? Is that considered like reducing access to the coast when you pull away a parking place or two?
I'm assuming, I don't recall that. I didn't handle that part of the project. I handled the design. So the permits, I just don't know that.
So maybe last question on the hybrid lane. What's the divider between the bicyclists and traffic? What's that material?
That's just a rubber raised median. We've since installed another contraflow bike lane up on High Street near the university. You might want to take a look at that facility. We used a different material. It's smaller. It is made of a hard plastic. And I think it's actually a superior product. You know, if you look at the rubber median that we used, it's really taken kind of a beating out there.
But cyclists love that because it gives them great separation from...
Of course, that's separation from traffic. And Cheryl and I, we were interrupted just ever so briefly. Here we are. We're right back.
Another thing interesting about Santa Cruz, I haven't seen them elsewhere, I don't think, is the bike lockers.
Yes, our smart lockers. Those are great. Uses a smart card, and you can use any bike locker in the system. You know, it's not a one locker, one user kind of a monthly rental. These are open to anybody with a smart card, and here's the best part. It's only 3 cents an hour to rent a bike locker.
Wow, that's a bargain, huh? And now it's down by the bus station, so it's people considering long-term storage of the bike?
Well, we actually have these bike lockers in 9 different locations in downtown Santa Cruz. We retrofitted existing bike lockers, so it was a little bit of an ordeal. But they're good lockers. They're made out of steel. They're like vaults. They're very, very secure.
Is that where I would store like my fancy expensive bike during the day?
Sure. Yeah. You can actually store a bicycle for up to 9 days in these lockers. And the other thing that's great about them is that when you return to retrieve your bicycle and you put your smart card in there, it refunds your card for the time that you didn't use. And the same smart card is used in our parking meters. So one card for parking either a bike or a car.
That's very efficient, it sounds like. Terrific, yeah. Oh, how about another? I was down getting a bagel this morning. Down on Pacific Ave, is it? And I was looking again at the bike racks, the inverted U. You've got lots of inverted U bike racks. That's something we need more of in my hometown. But one thing I noticed, they're perpendicular to the curb, and I've seen a lot of them parallel to the curb. So there must be a story there, Cheryl.
Well, if we have enough sidewalk width, then we can put them perpendicular to the curb. And then there's not as much conflict with parked car doors opening on the passenger side. So it just eliminates one conflict there.
Did you learn that over time, is that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you look out for these things. You may have also noticed that we have some of our bike racks in the street, not just on the sidewalk.
I'm going to have to take a second look at that and tell me more about those. What's the idea behind that?
Well, we just wanted to get more bike parking on that main downtown street, Pacific Avenue. And again, we have a lot of pedestrians on the sidewalks, and so we wanted to reduce the sidewalk conflicts, and so we were able to put some of those bike racks in the street.
Like taking a parking place away?
Well, for most of the installations, we used quote-unquote dead spaces that weren't parking spaces but had enough room to install some bike racks. However, we did negotiate to remove one parking space for a motor vehicle, and that allowed us to put in enough bike parking for, I think it's 12 bicycles, so it's a 12-to-1 ratio.
heard other cities doing that, and part of the argument is you can bring more people, more customers in front of a retailer, huh?
Absolutely. In fact, the retailer that we put those bike racks in front of, they are very happy to see it. They didn't oppose it at all. There was some concern. You know, there always is some concern, but it turned out to be a good thing.
Right. There's kind of a some kind of a curve, huh, where you get over the tipping point where the community and the retailers all recognize the value, the benefits of bicycling. That sounds like it happened a long time ago here.
Well, a lot of the retailers are bicyclists, so there's no conflict.
Right. That's where you get in that virtuous cycle, isn't it, where you introduce cycling features in the city, and then next thing you'll have a bicycling mayor, huh?
Well, we already do.
I'll bet. So recently I had Nicole Friedman from Boston Bikes on the show, and I was talking to her about all the challenges in the city of Boston with their roads, which were designed a long time ago. And she turned the question around on me and wanted to speak of the city's advantages that it had, which was a great way to handle the question. How about in Santa Cruz? What are some of the natural advantages? Or,
well, because the roadways are a little narrow, it really requires drivers to pay attention. They're not wide roadways with wide lanes and predominantly car-oriented. These are roadways where you really have to kind of have your wits about you. We also have, like Boston, an odd configuration of streets. It's not just a simple grid system. So, again, you have to be paying attention to where you're going. And honestly, we have some unusual roadway features, may I say, some creative traffic engineering going on out there just to try and accommodate everybody that we need to accommodate.
It makes me think again. I'm thinking of my son. He's a sophomore here. So there's half of the year you've got a lot of additional students in town. How's bike behavior out there on the streets? Are the kids well-behaved on their bicycles?
Well, I'll tell you, every fall I notice a new crop of students in town. You can tell them so easily because they're riding the wrong way and they're not stopping at stop signs. They're not wearing their helmets. But we have really great bike safety education programs up at the university and in our high schools, middle schools. And they do a good job. So by the end of the school year, these kids are pretty well trained, and I see much better behavior out there.
Good. It's an education process, huh? Yeah. So how about, you know, safe routes to school is a popular subject in every community. Because Santa Cruz, you've been a forward, you know, looking bicycle community for a long time. A lot of kids bicycling to school.
Absolutely. We've been at it since the inception of Safe Routes to School in the state of California. And in fact, we just recently received another Safe Routes to School grant from the state of California. And I compiled a list of all the grants that we've received, both state and federal. And the total is $1.6 million of Safe Routes to School funding for the city of Santa Cruz.
Mostly that education?
No, actually, these are infrastructure projects. So this is funding that we've received for bikeways and pedestrian improvements, notably sidewalks.
If I were to boil down the whole concept of safe routes to school, which I'm tempted to do, it's like if you build the enhancements, the kids will ride their bikes. Is it kind of that simple?
Oh, sure. And it's always more than just the population that the grant is focusing on. So say we put in sidewalks for kids to walk to school. Well, of course, that helps everybody in the community, from older people, disabled people, parents with strollers. Everybody benefits. It's important for, as you work on these projects, to develop it so that it's in the motorist's interest to support the projects. And the way you do that is you help motorists see that accommodating bicyclists on the roadway makes them, the motorists, safer as well. Here's a real good example. My elderly mother, as she's driving down the street, she says, "I so prefer the roads that have bike lanes on them because I know where the bicyclists are going to be riding. And so I don't have to worry that I don't know how to pass a bicyclist. The bicyclist is in their lane and I'm lane." And so her feeling is that she has more confidence as a driver passing a bicyclist.
That's a good example. I can picture that. How about turn things upside down, Cheryl? If we traded places and you were in a city that's just beginning to, you know, make improvements and concessions to the driving public, where would you start? Any ideas?
Well, if you're a tourist community and you want to encourage visitors to your city of all stripes, and you maybe want active, physically fit, that profile of visitor to your city, you're going to want to accommodate them. You want to give them good places to walk, good places to bicycle. And that's been natural to Santa Cruz all along.
Well, I can relate to that right away. If we had more accommodation to cyclists, we could accommodate more tourists, too.
Absolutely. And these are people that want to spend a little more time because there's so much to explore and so much to do. We have great mountain biking here in Santa Cruz. People come to Santa Cruz to really get out there and enjoy the natural world.
How about yourself? Tell me about your bike riding.
Well, I have been a standard commuter cyclist for many years, just a utility cyclist. I'm not a recreational cyclist, so I don't do mountain biking. I don't do road racing. I leave that up to my kids. And, you know, at this age, I don't want to break things. I don't want to wind up with big gashes.
I can relate.
I just want to get my groceries and get to work and, you know, do my day-to-day life by bike.
So you've been with the city for 24 years. Tell me a little bit about your background. Yeah, a bike as a kid, huh?
Yeah. That's a funny story because when I was in high school, I was, you know, the freak kid who rode her bike to school. But, you know, I was one of those early adopters. I understood. I could see, the pollution in the air and the degradation of the environment. I could see what was going on. And so, I got on board early on to do what I could to benefit the environment.
You joined city government. What qualified you to be in this role of bicycle advocate within the city?
Well, I think that Public Works was looking for someone who could handle the communication with bike advocates. And also, there was funding that was showing up available to cities that wanted to develop bicycle facilities. And I just happened to be the employee who rode her bike to work, so it seemed to be a natural.
Let's tap her on the shoulder, huh? So you're good at writing grants then, too, huh?
I've written many grants over the years, and yeah, I'm proud of that. I've brought quite a bit of funding into the city. You get used to what the ingredients are to a good application, and you get a sense of what the funding agencies are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you have an advantage because you're a silver community and it's a long-term bicycling community? That give you an advantage because it's competitive in the grant world, right?
Well, I actually have not played that card in a big way. Generally, I just speak to the safety needs and focus the grant on that. I don't do a lot of bragging about us necessarily.
That sounds like good advice, Cheryl. Okay. Oh, I noticed this morning, I was getting a cup of coffee, I saw one of your police officers going by on a bicycle. That's great. We don't have that in my town.
Well, there you go. See, everybody's riding a bike.
Okay, very good. How about, as we wrap up, Cheryl, what are some of your objectives in the near term? What are you going to do next in the city of Santa Cruz?
Well, actually, for the past few years, I have really been focusing on pedestrian improvements because I spent a very long time focusing on bicycle improvements. And I see that our infrastructure for pedestrians is really in need. We have a lot of broken, uplifted sidewalks that need repair and some important corridors that are missing sidewalks.
Of course, it's just me, I suppose, but I think of our aging population, this demographic, the baby boomers, a lot of us going to be pedestrians too. So that aging pedestrian an issue as well?
Of course. Everybody, you know, I just want to see everybody out there being active and fit and healthy and safe.
That's a great sentiment, Cheryl. So the Amgen tour, they love coming through Santa Cruz.
Absolutely. We have hosted Amgen twice. Very proud of that achievement. We declined this upcoming year. So we'll hand the torch over to another city. But yeah, it was a great community effort.
Well, Cheryl, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
You're welcome. It was fun. Thanks.
Well, we're back in the studio, and once again, let's say thank you to my sponsor, BikeTiresDirect.com. In the weeks ahead, I have other interviews with bike safety experts. On a recent trip, I was in a great bicycling mecca, I call it, where I visited Hillsboro, Oregon, self-described as the Holland of Oregon. That paints a mental picture, huh? So that's coming up next on CDM Cyclist. In the meantime, I'd like you to come to the website, leave a comment behind. Love to hear your thoughts on bike safety in your community. Come on over, cdmcyclist.com. Well, until next time, thanks so much for listening, and good night.